Hello, everyone. Hope the summer is going well for you so far. I could use a vacation, actually, but that's cool. This is fine, too. Anyway, welcome to Season 2, Episode number 6 of the podcast, What is Culture? My name is Rocco Longarello, and I got another good one for you. This is a best-of episode. So in Season 1, I put out an episode called First Look Back, and that was a compilation of the first 10 interviews of the podcast. So this episode is titled The Second Look Back, and it's a compilation of the last 10 episodes. So the first compilation was really well received by our listeners, and it was so much fun piecing that show together. Great to just review all of the conversations. And I made a promise to myself to do this again every 10 episodes. What's cool about this week's show is that it will contain guests from both Season 1 and Season 2. So we have Tango employees, vendors, and clients from April to July. Also, this episode has been arranged in a way where you can follow along without having previously listened to the original interviews. So I tried to capture the essence of each conversation with my most favorite sound bites. Of course, going back and listening is not a bad idea. You should go listen to the last 10 episodes. Okay, so what you're about to hear are 10 brief setups from me, followed by the accompanying clips from each episode. So let's get started. April 28th, Season 1, Episode 12, It's the How, with Kyle Borner, Tango's Director of Global Data Loading and Invoice Processing and General Manager. He works out of our Kunshan, China location, and in this clip, Kyle answers the million-dollar question, what is culture? Let's listen.
So I've listened to all of the podcasts.
Have you really? Yes. Oh, my God.
And wow. I knew this question was coming, so I've spent lots of time thinking about
great.
It.
Great. I can't wait to hear it.
Well, so I think what's mattered a lot to me about the question of culture, so I think about I've got two important things to focus on. You've got what you're doing every single day, and how you're doing it. And to me, culture is not just the what I'm doing, the successes that I have every day, the work that's being done every day, but really the way that I decide to go about doing it. Do I have a smile on my face every day? Am I supporting my teammates in what I'm doing? Am I a pleasure to work with? Am I somebody who wants that people can look at for inspiration or for leadership or for guidance? And I can do all of that work that I'm supposed to do every day, what you were just describing before, the sort of 9 to 5 coming in and then going home. I can do all of that and I'd be successful at it, but how am I being successful at it? And to me, that's what kind of defines culture. So take it from the example of, you know, I think a lot of people have said, you know, a willingness to support each other, a family, those sort of things. That all to me is how we're doing our job. So it's not just that I'm meeting my customers' SLAs, I'm processing my invoices quickly, I'm being able to find the best way to download data and to get it loaded into the systems. But it's knowing that when I have maybe a different department that has a question or an issue, that I can, as an employee and as a manager of a team, that people can look to my team as somebody who's going to come in to be able to help support. I mean, that kind of is what culture means to me.
May 5th. Season 1, Episode 13, Think Globally, with Tango's Sally Morrison, who's the Director of Implementations in our Abingdon, England location. So here's Sally's take on what Tango should do to help ensure that we continue to improve and nurture our global culture. Here we go. So you're saying a shift, and I hear that a lot, right? That it seems in more recent times that we're seeing a shift in the positive direction, but how do we ensure that that just continues?
I think we have to stay true to what we've decided to do with the culture activities. We have to have an element of consistency in the messaging we're giving to people. Richard Branson, who everybody will know globally, he had a quote. He actually is based, his home is quite close to where the UK office is. And I remember going to a seminar where he was an after dinner speaker once. And he said that he doesn't look after his customers. His quote was, if you look after your employees will look after your customers. So your employees should be your main focus, not your customers. And that kind of resonated with me from many years ago when I saw him do that speech. And I think it's still true today. So for us to continue to improve the culture, I think we have to address a couple of things, which is we truly need to step up and be a global organization for both our employees and our customers. We also need an element of consistency with the messaging, and we need to follow through with the promises that we're making and address the work-life balance. We can provide all of the fun things in the world for the employees to do. We can make it a great office environment. But if that employee feels too pressured with their daily workload to enjoy those things, they're still not going to think it's a great place to work. So I do think it's important that whilst we're doing these things, we also, I think one of the podcasts I heard previously, someone addressed the work-life balance. And I think that struck a chord with a lot of us. You need to also consider Tango needs to remember the work-life balance for its employees. And let's start to fill some of these positions. Let's start to address that. Let's start to give the employees the time to genuinely service that customer with the, the contracted requirements and not just have to drift from one thing to another on a needs-must basis. I think that's important.
May 12th, Season 1, Episode 14, The Right Place, with Tango's Mandy Tyrell, our renewal specialist who works remotely from our Austin, Texas location. So the day before we recorded, Mandy was given a 15-minute time slot to present at the Sales Quarterly Business Review, and during her time, she handed out goodie bags to all of her colleagues as well as to our executive team. Each item within the bag served as symbolic reminders about how we can and should approach our day. In the following clip, Mandy talks about the response and the reaction that she received from the Tangaroos and what a leap she has made from her last position and former company, who obviously did not share the same values.
It was really amazing. It was amazing for everybody. They're still talking about it today. Everybody's playing with the yo-yos. Even during their presentation,
you made a big, like I said, people were like, you have to get Mandy on the show now. She's awesome, amazing person. Like, you have no idea. And they show me what you sent.
Yeah.
Of course. And it says a lot about you, and it says a lot about our teams.
It says about the teams, and it says something about the culture, right?
Bingo.
It goes back to the culture, because we were, we ended up giving a bag to our C-level with the meanings and what it meant. And to having come from a situation where, how do I say it? It was crushing, right? To do something that's meant to be positive and have somebody come back and tell you that wasn't good enough or it's not professional or whatever. To go from that, have a C-level be excited is validating. Right. And it shows you that you're in the right place at the right time. Okay. And it kind of it's kind of like, well, they were just off. Like, I can't help them that they're sad people. But to come in and to see the response and to just have the individual comments, it's more than I could have.
It's overwhelming. Yeah.
Yeah. It's overwhelming for me.
It's great.
You know? It's amazing.
Good. It is.
It's amazing.
Well, thank you so much for coming on and sharing this.
Yes.
Because the people that were able to see this is a small percent of the company, right? Mm-hmm. So you're a special person.
Thank you.
Seriously. Like, this has been so rewarding to sit here and talk with you. And I'm glad you were in the office today. And thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. It means a lot
to me that we can share your story and thank you.
May 18th, Season 1, Episode 15, We're All in Sales, with Sarah Curtis, Tango's Director of Sales Enablement in our Shelton, Connecticut office. In the following clip, Sarah, who has been with the organization for several years, discusses employee engagement and shares her thoughts about some of the events taking place across all of our locations to help improve our culture. Let's listen.
I guess for me, and I've been here, you know, 10 and a half years, so I've seen different things. What I've seen, and this is from my perspective, sure. right? It seems to me that there's been a push to make the Tango offices, at least, fun and I guess a cool place to work. And I think I'm assuming then that the goal of that is that people who enjoy where they work are more engaged. That's one of our corporate goals, right? To have the most engaged yeah. employees in the workforce. And then the result of employee engagement is higher productivity, right? So higher right. productivity toward our company goals of simplifying our business, improving our profitability, and continuing to grow and retain revenue, right? So, but I would challenge that a little bit. And I would say that because I think trying to be cool, and this is not a diss on any of the fun teams or the swag store or anything cool that is going across the organization, but I think there's another way to look at it, which is true employee engagement. And we think about the Q12, Gallup Q12 poll, for example, those 12 statements that are on there. I don't have them all memorized, but things like, I know what's expected of me at work. I have a I've been praised for my work in the past, I think, 7 days. Or here's another one. I have all the materials and tools needed to do my job every day. And if as myself, as a manager or as a function leader for sales enablement, or as anyone who's leading a department, if, you know, essentially for me, like, do I start my day or my week? Can I answer those 12 questions on behalf of my employees and say, yeah, they should be able to say yes to these things. And, I mean, what if we did that, Rocco? What if we solved that? What if we solved one of them? I mean, we're not going to solve them all. What if we solved one of them that every Tango employee could say, yes, I have the tools and materials I need to do my job every day. But again, I'm not dissing the fun activities, right? I'm not dissing anything that's fun or cool, but which is going to get us closer to those three goals of simplifying the business through, you know, consolidating platforms or, consolidating some of our processes or improving our profitability through automation of our, you know, revenue systems and legal systems and our technology and continuing to grow and retain revenue. If we can, I think, focus in more on some of those employee engagement needs and questions across the business, I think we're going to have much more productivity. And I think the engagement's going to come in that order versus trying to force some fun or coolness, which again to me is more ephemeral. It's less I guess, and this is just my personality, but I welcome it. I guess I don't see a major connection between some of those activities to productivity in a reportable and measurable way that I think we could have by approaching it just a little bit differently.
June 2nd, season 1, episode 16, Tango Live 2019 recap. So this special, or I guess different, episode is my takeaway from Tango Live. I recorded this just a few days after attending our annual user conference, which this year was held in Nashville, Tennessee. This was my first time at Tango Live. Here's the clip. So as I was looking through all of the photos I took at Tango Live, the one that stood out to me the most is a picture of the main stage. Not when our CEO was up there, or when Mike Walsh delivered an exceptional keynote, but this was a photograph of an empty main stage, broken down with chairs stacked like bricks, just an empty room. And to think that's how it all started. This photograph is a perfect metaphor for the entire event, that it was just the canvas. None of it was possible without the blood, sweat, and tears of dozens and dozens of dedicated people. Think about all the signs that had to be designed and placed, all of the PowerPoint slides that had to be built and rebuilt and rebuilt again, all of the rooms that were booked, the coordination involved. Think about the meals that were served and cleared, all of the breakout sessions and the presenters, and the list goes on and on. Think about 1 year of planning to coordinate 3 days. When I stopped to really think about it, I'm humbled and honored to work at an organization with such talented and dedicated colleagues. Just wow. But of course, we're all humans, and understandably, there was some anxiety associated with the event. In my experience, anxiety occurs when you're too focused on the future, when you're not in the moment. And so, for anyone who's ever planned an event, you are likely a victim of anxiety, right? Well, why? Because you're so concerned about what will happen next. It's all about next. What's going to happen next? And I'm not sure how you combat that. And maybe it's healthy. I know for sure that it's often a necessary evil. I mean, even as I record right now, I'm nervous. Partly because this is the first episode where I'm featuring myself. And that makes me feel a little bit weird and icky. But mostly because I don't want to do anything to taint the absolute success of Tango Live 2019. June 9th, Season 2, Episode Number 1, The Heartbeat, with Courtney Ebo, Senior Account Executive from our vendor, Marriott International. This Season 2 premiere episode was recorded in person at an open conference room at the Gaylord Opryland Resort during Tango Live 2019. It was my first interview with a non-Tango employee. This clip is from the end of the interview with Courtney, and she offers her thoughts around the goal of this project and this podcast. Here it is.
Well, I just wanted to commend Tango, because when I saw that poster down the stairs that said, "What is culture?"
Kelly Rinaldi created it.
Oh, yeah. It totally, you know, got my attention, because it's something that I feel is so important and a lot of companies miss. They don't understand the importance of it. And I think that it's awesome with, you know, you guys acquiring Moby and, you know, noticing the difference in their culture and the tenure in their people and wanting to better yourselves, because we should all be working to get better, right? Mm-hmm. Improving everything and every aspect.
Yeah.
So I think it's cool that you guys are, you know, going down this road and, you know, exploring and trying to find ways to make Tango better, make it a better place to work and attractive to young grads coming out of college. Sure, yeah. Or, you know, executives coming into the work for, you know, or changing, looking for a change. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, thank you. And it's weird to think about it, but it's a tool in some ways. Whether or not we realize it, our leadership team, when we put this podcast out there, but it is a tool. It's like they could get a window into all the employees in different locations and see how they interact with each other, learn about. Because I think we just have, in general, as humans, we think we know, but we don't know. Like, we think we know something until we actually learn about it.
Well, and things are constantly changing.
Right.
So you it's not like you know and then that's it. It's like you have to know, but you have to keep learning. Mm-hmm. It's always constantly, yeah, something new to learn, something new, a new way to get better.
June 16th, Season 2, Episode 2, Work Relationships, with Cristiana Salaoru, Tango's project manager who works from our Bucharest, Romania location. Here's Cristiana and I getting to learn more about each other on a personal level, which we both feel is an excellent way to help improve our work relationships as well as improve the overall culture here at Tango. Again, I just feel like we share a lot of the same thoughts and feelings about how to approach life. It's really cool. Wow, yeah, you're like a million miles away from me, right?
Yeah, I don't think I ever met a person who I can relate to so many topics.
I know. It's pretty awesome. That's one of the gifts of this show, is being able to talk with somebody that I never in a million years would have had the opportunity to. And we're not that different.
No.
You know, and I think once we stopped talking about work and we started talking about what kind of really matters to us, that's when we started to really discover what we're made of, you know?
Yes.
And I had a
meeting yesterday with someone from UK. It was about the ESO audit. So we started the meeting by talking about happiness and how we perceive happiness. And it was a 15-minute conversation before the actual meeting that put us in such a good mood that the meeting went so, so well.
And oh, that's great.
I said to that person that we should do this more often, like have just casual talks about different topics, about music, weather, clothes, anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it opens the door, because, yeah, we're all in this together, right? We're all yes. We're all trying to figure out life. No one really has any answers. Some days are tougher than others. Yeah, we just have to remind ourselves that we're all here for the same purpose. June 23rd, Season 2, Episode 3, Culture Trumps Strategy, with Dave Hansen, Operating Executive at Marlin Equity Partners and Executive Chairman of Tango. So in June 2017, Marlin, a private equity firm, completed the take private acquisition of Tango in combination with Sentinel to create a global leader of technology lifecycle management solutions. So in this clip, Dave answers the question, why do you feel Bob Irwin was and is the ideal person to serve as Tango's CEO? Let's listen.
Yeah, that's a really great, fair question. You know, we looked at a lot of different people, and it kind of leads into, I think, part of the main topic is that Bob and I share a lot of similar philosophies on how companies execute and how what makes them successful. And very much grounded in building the right culture and environment for people to succeed. And we both take that very, very seriously. So when we first talked, it was an immediate bond. And then as we spent more and more time together over the last couple of years, we think so similarly there. And I've worked in companies with great cultures and ones with terrible cultures. And it is very difficult to evolve. And so there's a lot of people say the words and not do the things it takes to get there. And I just watched, like, I felt that Tango had just incredibly poor communications over the years. Like, I just didn't see any real artifacts where people were really aware of what's going on, what the plan is and all that. I talked to, I don't know how many hundreds of employees I've talked to over the last couple of years, I never saw that. And so what I see now is regularly scheduled discussions with employees, the whole team, on where the product is, where sales is going, how things are performing, from town halls, traveling, and executives getting into different offices. Those are the things that will drive that. And Bob, I knew he wasn't just speaking to me and telling me the things I wanted to hear because he's gone and executed that. So I think the biggest thing was someone that could come in, be incredibly communicative with internally, externally, all different constituents, and do that well. Because I really felt that there's a lot of things deeply rooted in Tango, especially with so many acquisitions. You create these pockets of different cultures by office, by product, and everything. And someone had to work towards melding it together into an overarching environment. And I really felt Bob could be the guy to do that. Plus, he had years of experience doing CEO gigs and all that. That's the easy stuff to kind of validate. But in this case, it was the long-term cultural change needed that I felt, better than any other candidate I've interviewed, Bob was the perfect guy for that.
June 30th, Season 2, Episode 4, Making Progress, with Emily Zhao, Tango's client services manager, who works from our Kunshan, China location. You are about to hear Emily discuss what she feels her role is in helping drive the right company culture across Tango.
Yes, I think as a manager, I feel it's a part of my responsibility to try to help with like improving culture. Mm-hmm. And also, I think as a person, I have my maybe work styles or work philosophy. And when I think I try to encourage what I believe. So I think for me, learning is a very important piece during our daily work. So for me personally, if I feel that I'm not learning new things or I'm not making progress, then I'll start to feel like insecure and start to be worried about losing my job or something. And so I think I'll try to encourage our team to do learning as well. And what we are doing currently is that we'll have like a bi-weekly meeting where everyone will try their best to find something they can share with the team. Maybe it's some issues they came across during the past weeks, and maybe it's just some vendor changes that affect one client and may also affect the other clients, because for the big vendors that our clients will share, because it's over the United States. So I think that's the small things we do, and you are not expecting to become an expert on times, maybe by attending one or two meetings. But I think over time, we are trying to learn more things from each other. And I think we are making progress. And I think that's the best way to keep a person as well as a team to be competitive.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, I remember coming across a study that said the number one benefit that people want at work is professional development, that they would rather have an opportunity to progress in their career than even a salary increase. That's how important it is to have the opportunity to learn and to grow and to evolve.
Yes, I think that's true. I think at some age, especially if you're not married and you don't have kids that you need to provide to, then so, I think in many times a good opportunity would be much more, I think, valuable than even some salary adjustments. So yeah, I think that's true.
And finally, July 8th, Season 2, Episode 5, Partnership with Julie Davis, team lead for the telecom expense management team at Key Bank. So this was the first client of ours to be featured on the show and was somewhat of a big moment for the entire podcast. In this clip, Julie answers the question, could you see yourself working at Tango? Let's listen.
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely, yes.
Why is that?
Because I get the feel that the team that we have in place today, I just get that same feeling from them. I don't, we can have good and bad conversations, and it's just like an everyday discussion. It's not, we don't feel uneasy about coming to our account rep, a rep having to have a bad conversation if something's not working well or something is affecting our work. We can talk to them about the good and the bad just the same. So I kind of get the same feel from our Tango team as I do from the teams that I interact with at Key.
Oh, that's cool. Well, then that's kind of goes along with how you're saying it feels like a partnership with them, and it's not you're a client, they're a provider.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome.
I'm also part of the AOTMP Industry Council. And when I was at the AOTMP event, oh gosh, I think that was back in April in Orlando, Igor from Tango was there, and he made sure, he made sure he came and found me, and we sat down probably for more than an hour and went through the wish lists that we had been requesting since the Sentinel days before Tango. And then he took the time to show me what the new orders platform was probably going to look like, and took a lot of notes on what we felt was working and what wasn't. So that felt really good too. That felt like we were a partner.
And I'm not surprised. He's like exceptional. He's great.
Yes, absolutely.
He is, right? So there it is. That's the show. What a wide variety of angles and perspectives here, right? I mean, I really love doing these compilation episodes, and hopefully you had as much fun listening as I did creating. Thank you once again to all of our guests. Obviously, we couldn't do this without them. And thank you for listening. And remember, if you're a fan of the show, please help us spread the word. This is a perfect episode for those who have yet to listen. And to read more about this podcast, visit our companion blog series, which can be found at tango.com/blog. Until next time.